You have your Bibles, take and open them up to the book of John. John chapter 3. Out of many of the songs, a lot of truths come forward, and that is the truth, the hand that rocks the cradle rules. Aren't you glad Mama does rule? John chapter 3, very familiar, probably the most worldwide known verse of the Bible. The title of the message is Honoring Moms. Keep it kind of plain and simple. And if you look at verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Now some of you are probably thinking, "Well, preacher, what does that have to do with honoring mamas?" Well, we'll see if we can find out. Flip all the way back to the book of Genesis right quick. Genesis chapter 1. I've told y'all before, my brain doesn't always work like everybody else's, but you're going to get to enter the twilight zone. Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 26. "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.' So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" So although there is a difference by male and female, God created each and every one of us, regardless of male or female, in His image. And so I'll take you back for a moment to John. He says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." Now through the text and the time in which this was written, we understand that the male wording is throughout here when it speaks of He, and when Jesus came, He came in the form of man. And again, God's wisdom saw that that was the culture in which the world was, so that they would be listened to. But when we look at God Himself and the love of 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." I want you to think about your mom. For you see, I know from my mother that she was willing to sacrifice anything and everything for her son, just as your song talked about. No matter how old you get, you will always be mama's little son or little man and little girl. Don't matter how old you get. And oftentimes, the tenderness that we see comes and inspired in moms to us are attributes of God. So think about that of both sides, your mom and your dad. So every time we fall or something, what's the first thing you cried out as a little kid? "Mama?" Yeah. And mama would kiss it and make it better. But you see, on the other side of that, the strength and support of teaching and guiding usually came from dad as well. Now, dads have a tendency not to be quite so tender. Because dads will tell you when you go, "Daddy," he says, "I told you not to do that." And mama's quick to the rescue to say, "Well, now you shouldn't have let him do that." Voice of experience. You know, in our world today and in my past life of 24 years working with people in law enforcement, no matter what the child did, there was always a mama's love. Always. We only ever had one. And she said, and when I told her son had passed, she said, "Well, that's too bad." I often remembered that and often thought that of what he would have had to have done for mama not to care anymore. And you see, that's one of the attributes of our Heavenly Father. That no matter what it is that we have done, no matter how bad we mess up, no matter how many bad decisions we make, unlike that woman, God is always willing to say, "I forgive." So much so that he sent his only son to the cross. And even on the cross, if you remember in the text as it is recorded, Jesus looked down from that cross, and who was on his mind? He said, "Behold your mother." He wanted to make sure somebody took care of mom. We were all on his mind, but especially his mama. Notice also that it says in John 3:16, "Since for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should have everlasting life." If you have nothing else to be thankful for your mama, I'm here to tell you without her, you wouldn't be here today. You bring it to the simple fact. Turn with me, if you will, to Exodus chapter 20. See, y'all didn't know you were going to get a road trip this morning, did you? Exodus chapter 20 for a moment. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. It is the Ten Commandments. It is the first commandment of which God gives us a promise. He says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." See, honoring mothers and honoring fathers, why we have these dates on the calendar, which again, just as Christmas and Easter should always be every day, those two days also are ones that should be every day. It's a promise of God, and it is within His will for you and I to honor mom and dad. Regardless, it doesn't say honor them because they're perfect. They're human too. It says honor. And today that's what we especially set aside this day for, is to honor our mothers. In June we will honor our fathers. And notice that he gives a promise that in so doing he says that your days may be long. There are many of you in here who have had moms and dads that, yes, you lost at an early age, but you also had those who God has blessed them to be in your life for a number of years. For many, many years. And there is, I would tell you that if your mom or your dad is still living, spend time with them. Spend time with them. Even if they're old and cantankerous, spend time with them. Because one day you will be old and cantankerous. And you will be wishing your kids would spend time with you. As we all know, they too soon grow up. And those of you with grandkids and great-grandkids, spend time. Jimmy made a real important praise earlier today. He's thankful for the granddaughter, but he was more thankful for the mom and dad that raised her to know God's statutes. If you had a godly mom or a godly dad that taught you those statutes, you are the most fortunate person. Be thankful and honor them. Honor them by your memory of them, or honor them by visiting with them, and honor them by teaching your children the same as they taught you. BC read from Proverbs. Notice in that reading of Proverbs 31, he talks, as Solomon was inspired to write it and BC read it, that she doesn't fear. You think about your mom, she didn't fear the snow coming. She didn't fear anything coming because she had already made preparation for them. She made sure they were properly clothed. Says that she was revered. You know, that revere comes from our counterparts of other people around us that look and say, man, your mom or your dad, they always care, not just for their own, but for others as well. They give us, as Titus chapter 2 and 3 through 5 tells the older and mature women, says to teach the young ones. See, I look at a lot of things today, and I see when we look at how some young ladies are today, and we think, how can they walk off and leave their child? How can they do these different things? It's because we did not teach. Everything you had didn't just come to you. You had a mom or a dad that taught you those attributes. God gave them to you. They nourished them so they would flourish in your life. The prayers of mamas. There are many of you in this room that will flat be the first one to stand and say, I wouldn't be where I'm at today without the prayers of my mama. I'm always reminded of old Brother Burrell and all that he went through in his life, but he'd be the first to tell you it was the prayers of my mama that allowed me to live. How true that is. So wrapping that up and going back all the way to full circle, you see, when our Heavenly Father created us and when he wrote John 3:16, folks, he is our mama and he is our daddy. In those two words, especially in the most affectionate of terms. We often speak that our Heavenly Father is there, and we keep the male gender as it was written, simply to say he ought to be the one that we can climb up in Daddy's lap. I enjoyed as a kid getting in Daddy's lap, but I love getting in Mama's lap because that was where the tenderness was. That's, yes, where the gentle side, but yet, by the same token, the true strength from within. Daddy had the strength physically to show and to be the example. Mama had that inner strength. We honor our mamas, and I hope you honor your mama today as well. The Lord tells us, his word says, when you keep my statutes, it is well pleasing in my sight. So honoring our mamas and our dads is well pleasing. And most of all, honoring our Heavenly Father. I invite you to stand and bow your head.